Welcome to Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Herman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyde Schon. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Clyde Schon. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Leo Norris. Batting second. The center fielder, Hirsch Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Whitney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Atwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Cherin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gallen for the out. One out. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck takes first base on ball four. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Cherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heck. The throw from Atwood and he is out, Norris applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood hits a fly ball into center field. Cabaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive towards first. Camilli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cabaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin strikes out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo strikes out. Two outs. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Cabaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive towards short. Sherin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Cabaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Sean covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, With the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0 for 1 in the game. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Martin. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Gerges scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0 for 1 in the game. Shawn hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Whitney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gerges hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herman scores. O'Day moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball towards Semter. Martin catches it and throws to home to double up O'Day. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Arnovich hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Atwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne LeMaster now pitching. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0 for 2 in the game. Shawn hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Sherin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Whitney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. Sherin takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters pinch hits for Wayne LeMaster. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Sherin moves to second. Leo Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Norris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sherin moves to third. Walters moves to second. Hirsch Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Martin reaches second base with a double. Sherin scores. Walters scores. Norris moves to third. It's 3-2, Cubs. Larry French now pitching. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Norris scores. Martin moves to third. One out. It's Cubs, 3, Phillies, 3. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Arnovich is walked intentionally. Pinky Whitney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Whitney hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Arnovich moves to second. Bill Atwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Atwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Atwood takes first base on ball 4. Martin scores. Arnovich moves to third. Camilli moves to second. It's 4-3, Phillies. George Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sherin hits a line drive to center field. Cavaretta throws towards the infield. French fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on French. Arnovich scores. Camilli scores. Atwood goes all the way around to score. Sherin moves to second. It's 7-3, Phillies. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sherin moves to third. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Walters hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Hugh Mulcahy now pitching. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Collins reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins scores. One out. It's 7-4, Phillies. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Norris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Baker Bowl in Philadelphia.